What do basketball star Kobe Bryant's, Ford Motors chairman Bill Ford, and Howard Stern have in common? They're among the many successful people who meditate. Harvard researchers have confirmed earlier studies that show the psychological benefits of meditation. Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa reports that researchers are now learning it can have real benefits for patients who are suffering from cancer and other illnesses.
Welcome to mindfulness meditation. This short seated meditation is designed to settle and ground you in the present moment.
Settled and grounded in the present moment. That's something that Carol Kinder had a hard time with after her husband was diagnosed with cancer. Then one day, the couple were sitting in the waiting room at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, and Kinder saw a flyer about a meditation program for patients and their caregivers. She thought it might be just the thing she needed after a stress-filled 8 months.
I had a heart attack, my mother died, I was told I was going to need surgery, and then my husband was diagnosed with cancer. And my goal for coming to meditation was, I have to get through this surgery without damaging my heart.
The 6-week group sessions at Moffitt taught her to focus her attention on the moment rather than dwell on the past or worry about the future. And when it came time for her surgery, Kinder says she wasn't a nervous wreck.
The day before, I went to the mall with a friend, went out to lunch. I was fine. I slept that night. The next morning, the surgery turned out to be delayed till the afternoon, and I actually was okay with that, which I don't think I would have been in a place like that before if I hadn't had the meditation.
Christine Healy, a clinical social worker at Moffitt, started the hospital's program 3 years ago with coworker Sharon Locke, a yoga therapist. Together, they teach several types of meditation. In one, you focus on your breathing, and another, called a body scan, teaches you to relax from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. A guided imagery meditation teaches you to visualize pleasant images. The idea is to give participants options, then they can pick what works for them. The hospital now offers several different meditation classes and posts some of its meditation guides online. Healy says they wanted to help patients and caretakers realize they have some control over their bodies.
With a life of cancer, your life is never going to go back to normal. So you have to find ways to be okay again, you know? And I think the mindfulness techniques really help people do that.
There's some evidence that meditation as treatment can be beneficial. Cecile Leniker is a nursing professor at the University of South Florida who studied the effects of mindful meditation and yoga on breast cancer patients. She found that when patients went through a similar 6-week program, their anxiety went down significantly. Their fear of reoccurrence was dramatically reduced, and some even said they experienced symptom relief. Leniker says when cancer patients focus on the present moment, they stop ruminating about what they did to cause their cancer and worrying about whether it will reoccur.
What we have is only today. We don't know if we're going to have tomorrow. So we try to teach them to attend to the moment and today to get the most out of it and the most out of life.
Leniker hopes that meditation will one day become a regular clinical treatment. Until then, patients and caregivers can practice on their own, knowing the benefits they feel are real.
Notice how your mind, body, and heart feel.
Julio Ochoa, WUSF 89.7 News.
We have more on this study and another study looking at the effect of meditation on the memory loss suffered by some cancer patients on chemotherapy at healthnewsflorida.org.